Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How is everyone doing? I know it's very stressful right now, strange few days with everything that's going on. And just wanted to remember that we're all responsible for our own energy and what we attract, no matter what is happening outside of us. And with all the division going on and the stress we're under right now, I wanted to do a show on finding the gratitude in our own lives. No matter what is going on out there, we still have control on what goes on the inside, and we can make a conscious choice on what we focus on. No matter what happens, I am choosing to focus on what I already have and the gifts that are in my life. So today, I'm going to be sharing tips and tools on living in gratitude, and I'm going to share shifting our belief systems, living in joy and gratitude, no matter what is going on around us. The show is going to be packed with information, and it's just the life lift we need right now. Next week, I have my guest, I have a special guest, Elizabeth Lindsay. Elizabeth is a psychic medium, spirit artist, goddess counselor, and she is a self-proclaimed spiritual pizza pie. She is a creative soul whose life journey and passion has evolved into helping others empower themselves. Elizabeth has the innate ability to tune in and tap into your spirit guides and energy to offer clear, concise answers and tools that give you a fresh perspective as well as raise your vibration. Her goal is to always help you get unstuck, move forward, and leave her company feeling confident in the knowledge that you are honoring yourself and your soul's growth. It's going to be a great show next week, so I hope you can join us. All right, there's a few things that I'd like to mention. I want to talk about my giveaway again. It's my way of giving back, and it's also a way to help promote my book. It really is a generous giveaway, and not only that, when you purchase the book is packed with uplifting stories and messages that make you feel good. So it's a win-win all around, because that's what we want right now, right? We all want to feel good. So this is the way the giveaway works if you've missed my show before and this is the first time you're hearing about it. My book, Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. My goal is to sell 1,000 copies of my book. And once I sell the 1,000 copies and the goal is met, I'm going to choose one person at random to win $500 cash as a grand prize. You're going to need to show me a proof of purchase, and only books purchased during the giveaway are eligible. And you can email me that proof of purchase with your date of purchase and your full name to postcardstotheuniverse@gmail.com. If you're on Instagram, you don't have to be a part of the giveaway. Follow me, like, and comment with hashtag giveaway postcards to the universe. I'm ending the giveaway at the end of November, and I have to sell the 1,000 books for the winner to receive the $500, so please share it with your friends and family. Two entries per person if you leave me a review on Amazon or Goodreads, so you can email me the review to make sure that your added entry is counted. I'm also doing a second prize, and the second prize is I'm going to choose 50 people at random to receive the 30-day online manifesting through gratitude visual course workbook, which is valued at $29. And today's show is based off the course workbook. So, and if I don't reach the goal of 1,000 books, I'm going to choose 100 random names to receive this online manifesting through gratitude visual course workbook as a thank you for participating. a couple of rules. If you do enter, you can't refund or return the book, or that will disqualify you. This isn't sponsored by anyone, so I need to say that. So this is a private giveaway as a thank you gift from me. It's not sponsored by Facebook, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my publisher, Mango Publishing, or Instagram. So it is private. You have to be a U.S. citizen, and you must be 18 years old. And you can find the book on the links to purchase the book on my website, postcardstotheuniverse.com. If you're on social media and you'd like to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, I would love it. I do a Magic Monday message each Monday to try to put something out in the universe that's inspiring that I take a photograph of. So please follow along. And I have a public group, Postcards of Love, on Facebook. So if you are on Facebook and you are looking for a group to join, that's only inspirational. Please join me. It's a lot of art, a lot of photography, videos, anything that's uplifting, animal stuff. I love that. So please, come on board. So today's show, I don't have a guest today. It's just me. I picked that on purpose. I know it's obviously the election results are not, aren't done yet. So I wanted to have a show, just me talking about gratitude. And I put it together from my Manifesting Through Gratitude, a visual online course. And the course covers living in gratitude and sharing a daily visual gratitude practice to help us get into alignment with the energy of abundance. It is a 30-day commitment. It's really powerful. It's very detailed, and it's broken down into life themes. But basically, in a nutshell, every day for a month, you're going to find one thing that you are grateful in the area of your life that we are working on to manifest, to shift your energy. And I'm asking people to take a photo of what they discover as they are going through their day. So let's say, for example, the area you want to shift is relationships and love. You want a romantic relationship. However, you aren't in a relationship at the moment. And you already created your postcard around finding a partner, so please create a manifesting postcard and send it to me. But now you have to get into that space of gratitude for receiving that. So every day you would find one thing that makes you grateful for the love that is already in your life. You already have so much love around you. You notice it and you become grateful for it. This is important. You must also feel worthy of love. That is probably more important than anything else. If you do not love yourself, you cannot expect to bring in the kind of love you desire. This is where gratitude comes in. And by shifting our focus to gratitude, we build day to day on the blessings we already have. And by focusing on those things, we see how many gifts we already possess, and we see how much we are loved by the universe and our family and friends, and how worthy we are. Studies have been done at the Institute of Heart Math by leaders in fields such as cardiology, psychology, biofeedback, physics, and biophysics, just to name a few, on how gratitude can literally change our heart. When gratitude, love, and appreciation are felt, our heart gives off a different beat, which causes specific signals being sent to our brain. This expands our magnetic field outward, and it can impact and be felt by others around us. The evidence suggests that we are connected to every person on our planet and beautiful Earth herself. The research goes much deeper, suggesting that we can change the world by changing human consciousness. It's pretty amazing how much influence we actually have by just becoming more grateful in our life. Doing this every day for a month, and by focusing on that area in our lives we are grateful for, we are actually changing our brains. We start to make it a habit to find the things in our lives that we're grateful for. We're training our brains to search these things out. Learn how to make this a healthy habit in your life. The more you focus on finding things or situations that you're grateful for, the more you will want to do it. That's what's cool about it. You want to do it more. I have heard that 21 days is the magic number in creating a healthy habit for it to stick. So how about using this for 30 days on gratitude? I promise you it will enrich your life enormously. And as you're noticing that thing you experience in your gratitude journey, I want you to take a photograph with your phone. Everyone has their phone with them almost everywhere they go, and you can use it for manifesting. And in a month's time, you'll have a visual gratitude journal, and it can be stored any way you like. You can put it in a private app on your phone. You can create on the phones now, they let you create like little stories and stuff and sections. You can print out the pictures and post them in a notebook, along with writing down what you're grateful for. And you created a physical visual journal full of images of what you want. And can you imagine how powerful that would be? You are committed to your goals and desires, and the universe responds to that energy, and it sets up experiences and opportunities and synchronicities to give you what you want. So a few things about gratitude. Gratitude makes us happier. A 5-minute a day gratitude practice increases our long-term well-being. Being in gratitude is one of the most wonderful feelings in the world. We all know that, right? When we feel very grateful, we know how it feels good. Being grateful makes us happier, healthier, and people are attracted to grateful people. People like being around other grateful people. It adds to our health. Grateful people sleep better. Being grateful makes us more compassionate and loving. Gratitude creates better relationships with everyone in our lives. We bounce back from stressors more quickly when we are grateful. The more grateful we are, the more gifts we receive to be grateful for. And grateful people appear more attractive and are a joy to be around. Living in gratitude is like taking a daily multivitamin. It's great for your overall well-being. It can boost our careers. We are more likely to get hired for a job. Grateful people are more optimistic. Being grateful can increase our self-esteem and make us less self-centered. Grateful people are interested in others. Gratitude makes us want to share our blessings with others, and that's so important. Living in gratitude will increase our energy and possibly even our lifespan. Gratitude is contagious and it expands. And plus, living our lives in gratitude feels really, really good. So the Manifesting Through Gratitude Visual Workbook course, it's a mouthful, is broken down, and you can find more information on it on the website, on my website, Postcards to the Universe, if you want to look more into it. It's broken down into sections with questions and exercises for each section, along with photo prompts. I give you guys photo prompts to help you make your visual journal. So there's just a few questions I want to put out for you guys to maybe ask yourself as you're listening. What am I grateful for that I learned about myself this past year? What relationships am I thankful for? What have others done that has benefited my life, even strangers? What experiences have I had that I'm grateful for? What opportunities do I have that I'm thankful for? What insights have I gained that I'm grateful for? This is really good right now, especially during COVID. We've all been locked up for, God, I don't even know. Feels like 20 years, but 8 months. So what insights have you gained that you could be grateful for? And what are you able to offer others that you're grateful for? I have a lot more questions in the workbook. And they're prompts to help you get clear and really look at those things that you are grateful for in your life. So it's broken down into sections. That's how I broke down the course. And section one is I am worthy. Feeling worthy is the most important feeling you can have. You must learn to love yourself and know your own worth. There is a direct correlation between knowing your worth and your level of prosperity. At The core of all abundance issues is the issue of worthiness. We are told to love ourselves, and that self-love is the answer to most of life's problems, and this may be true, but you cannot love yourself if you do not feel worthy of that love. You also cannot allow others to love you if you do not feel worthy. This is where gratitude comes in. By shifting our focus to gratitude, we're building on blessings every day. And by focusing on these blessings, we see the many gifts we already possess, and we see how much we are loved, and we see how worthy we are. So in the course book, I ask the question, how do you want to feel? You want to feel joyful, you want to feel balanced, you want to feel loved, you want to feel relaxed, and you want to feel happy, and you want to feel grateful. I want you to, and I also break it down as I have an affirmation. So for example, I am never going to be happy. That would be the negative thought, because we want to change the thought from I am never going to be happy to every day I find moments of joy. So I have it laid out where you can list a bunch of negative thoughts that you have and how you can switch those negative thoughts over to positive affirmations. I'm going to stop here because we are coming up to our first break. So let's take a break, and then I'm going to continue talking about this when we come back in 2 minutes.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. So I'm talking about living in gratitude in our lives, no matter what else is going on in the world. And I'm going over a little bit, I'm touching on my Manifesting Through Gratitude visual course workbook. I got to say that 10 times fast and see if I can do it. And the first section is I'm worthy. And I have some worthiness questions on a worksheet for us to do. And I'm just going to share a couple of questions so that you can think about it. What do you believe you deserve in life and why? And what does trust mean to me? Do I trust myself to take care of my needs? That's a big one, right? Because we don't trust ourselves a lot to take care of our own needs. If nothing stopped you, what would you do differently in your life? That's another one. Because we all have these dreams, but we give a million and one excuses of why we can't do it, right? So if you have nothing in your way, nothing is stopping you. Not what's going on in the world, nothing. What would you do? And what does love mean to you? How do you show these emotions and actions to yourself? Not other people, to yourself. Because we forget to show ourselves the love that we deserve. And it really all starts from there. Once you fully accept yourself for who you are and love yourself, faults and all. I'm not talking about being perfect because nobody's perfect. We all have lots of faults. Once you can do that, you can shift so many things in your life. It's unbelievable. What kind of person do you believe you are? What do you love about those characteristics do you have? And here's one that's I think we do a lot. Have you ever valued someone else's opinion over your own? And don't we, right? We have somebody else say something to us and we'll think of a million and one ways of how to defend ourselves instead of not taking that opinion, right? I'm not talking about if we've done something to hurt somebody and somebody is telling you that, that's different. I'm talking about if somebody has an opinion on your life and you're saying, and you're valuing what they're saying about you and your life over what you think. Then I go into, after we do, there's like two pages. There's a bunch of questions. So I just touched on a few. I have a section under each section of photo prompts, and they're just ideas. You can do whatever you want, but just trying to get creative, because anytime I do any kind of manifesting gratitude work, I like to do it by being creative because I'm a photographer and it's kind of in my nature. So we're stuck kind of at home anyway. So this is a really good time to do these photo prompts. So I'm going to just share a couple of the photo prompts that you could do while you're working on your month of gratitude. So maybe take some photos, selfies. And I'm not talking about selfies to post on social media. I mean selfies for you to look at yourself. Selfies of your body. You can do body art. You can write love letters to yourself or take photos of some gifts that you bought yourself, something that you're good at. Maybe you're good at playing the piano or maybe you're good at baking, treats that you give yourself, a treasure that you receive, people that love you, right? So these are all things that you can think of. And like I said, you do whatever works for you. But these are all the kinds of things that you can take photos of as a gratitude, to put in your gratitude journal as a reminder of your self-love. So each section, I break that down. Now, section two is I am healthy. Practicing gratitude is beneficial to our physical and emotional wellness, and these benefits also carry over into other aspects of health. Gratitude increases joy and happiness and makes us healthier by allowing us to feel relaxed and balanced. A grateful brain releases chemicals that control organ functions, digestion, heart rate, and blood flow that benefits our muscles, skeletal, and nervous system. It boosts well-being. It's been linked with higher success rates in individuals. And gratitude makes you a more compassionate and empathetic person. People who are grateful, research shows, like I said earlier, sleep better. And it strengthens all our relationships. It benefits our spirit and it reduces stressors. It makes our immune system healthier, helping us fight off diseases better. That's really important right now. It helps protect us from the negative emotions which can manifest in the body. We have to be super careful right now with COVID about keeping our immunity up. And hey, gratitude keeps our immunity up. So that's another reason to look for gratitude. So, and the sheet about how you want to feel, just a few words, and you write your thoughts about that, is you want to feel rested and balanced and healthy and energized, relaxed and fit. And you can write your thoughts about those, around those words, and how you feel in your own body. And taking the negative thought and shifting it into a positive affirmation, you can take the sentence, "I never feel good," and change it to, "Every day I feel myself getting healthier." Because what happens is we all do this, is we'll take a thought and we make it a negative thought and we focus on it and we say that negative thought over and over again. So try to catch yourself. If you're saying to yourself, "Oh, I never feel good," change it to, "Every day I feel myself getting healthier." And in the section of health, you can take those sentences that are negative and change them to a positive affirmation. It's a practice. And that's why I created this, because I wanted it to be a practice. Because like anything else, we go by our old habits. So trying to change those habits, you know, is a little bit of a challenge. But the more we do it, the easier it gets, I'm telling you. So again, I have a couple sheets, a couple pages of questions around health, that worksheet questions that you can ask yourself. And here, my body tells me what it needs. Describe that. I honor my body's wisdom by trusting the signals that it sends. What are those signals? A lot of times we ignore the signals that our body is trying to tell us, don't we? I know that I still do. And I'm conscious of a lot of this stuff, right? I can ask my body lovingly supports me. Where am I supported? And you can write down a list of where and how your body supports you. These are important things. It's shifting our focus, because we have a tendency as humans to focus on the negative, the things that aren't working, the problems, instead of focusing on the positive. And it's just about changing that around. In the health section, I have a exercise, and it's a gratitude walk. And I talk about what you can do if you get to take a walk in nature. Right now, it's a good time to be in nature and to connect with the earth. So it's a short meditation about what you should do if you're taking a nice gratitude walk in nature to connect with the planet, to connect with your body. So that's another part of showing our gratitude. And you can take your camera with you while you're doing your gratitude walk. There's also some daily exercises I have in the workbook for prompts to offer for anybody who wants to look for how they can do that. And doing meditations, mindfulness meditations, relaxing meditations are also suggested, because that helps calm the mind, which calms down the body, right? Because I believe, many people I know believe this too, if we're harboring negative emotions, our body holds on to that, and it can, not that it will, but it can manifest in the body if it's not healed and dealt with. So taking care of that is really, really important. So some photo prompts that I suggested for people to do is take a picture of, so the way I wrote it is, "I'm grateful for the things I hear." You can photograph that. "I'm grateful for the things I smell, I see, I touch, I taste. I'm grateful for how my body moves. I'm grateful for how my body supports me. I'm grateful for the people who I have met along this health journey. So there's so many things. There are no limits on what you can do. And the reason that I do the prompts, again, is just to help people and guide them, because a lot of people don't have any idea. They're like, what do you mean do like photo, do photos? So I don't, what do I do? So that's just my way of giving some ideas. You can do all the ideas I put down, or you can do your own. Come up with your own. Get creative in it. So section three is, I am wealthy, right? I am wealthy. Practicing gratitude around financial abundance is a very powerful manifesting tool in attracting more. The problem is many of us see money as something outside of us, something we want but have no idea how to get. Remember, money is only another form of energy. If we learn to appreciate everything we already have financially, we start to feel prosperous. By being grateful in your prosperity, you give yourself permission to open up the space in your life to receive the energetic exchange of abundance. Financial freedom allows us to feel secure and generous with ourselves and others. We can be philanthropic with our money. By changing our money story from lack to abundance, we are telling the universe we feel worthy. Everything happens in the non-physical realm before it filters through the physical realm. Raise your vibration and money will flow to you. So again, how do you want to feel? You want to feel secure. You want to feel safe. You want to feel prosperous. You want to feel generous. You want to feel abundant, and you want to feel wealthy. Those are the feelings that we're going for. So taking a negative thought and changing it into a positive affirmation would look like this. I never have enough money. To changing it to, my bank account is growing every day. That's just one, right? I can't afford that. I say that a lot. I still say it, and I have to catch myself. So we have to change these thoughts, and it's practice and practice and practice. And what I liked about the what I created here is I like having something physical in front of me that helps me focus down on creating the kind of life that I want. And I have writing prompts, and I have tools to do, and I have games to play, and I have tips that I practice. I like having that in the physical, in my physical hands. It really, really helps me that I show up every day and do it. And that's why I wanted to create it. So again, I ask, here's a few questions around financial wealth you can ask yourself. What does success look like to you? What is standing in your way? What will happen if you stay where you are right now? Do you feel you deserve financial wealth? Are you afraid of being successful? That's a big one, because a lot of us say, I want to be really successful. You know, I want my business to take off. I want my career to take off. I want to do this. But there's a deep fear of success. Also failure, but more surprisingly, a lot of us are terrified of success. So finding out if that's a story that you tell yourself. Is it a story? And then I have an exercise under the financial I am wealthy section. What's your money story? What is your money story? We all have a money story. So you have one. I know you have one. Is it that I'm never going to make it, and I never have enough money to pay my bills, and my parents were broke, so I'm broke, we were poor? Whatever your money story is. So you write down your money story, and then you create a new money story. And your new money story is, get as inventive as you want. It can be anything, depending on what your old money story is. You want to shift it to your new money story. And let me tell you something. I've done this exercise, and it's really powerful. And I have noticed in the last 6 months, my money has shifted dramatically because I've changed my money story. I'm working on it. I'm always working on it, but I have noticed it. And this is during COVID. So COVID has nothing to do with it. Whoever's president has nothing to do with it. That's your old story. Doesn't matter. Just get rid of it. There is enough money for all of us to have everything that we need and more in the whole world. There really is. So change your money story and think about all the wonderful things you could do with your money, right? Okay. So I have money exercises in this part of the workbook, which are really fun. They're also in my book, these money exercises, and I have done them, and they're so fun. So I'll just read you one. So I have one called Crazy Money. How much money do you want to manifest by the end of the month? Now write down as many examples as you can think of as ways that money can come to you. The crazier, the better. For example, you receive a check in the mail from your uncle who left you 10 grand in his will. You have no idea who this person is. You come to find out you had an uncle who was a recluse in Alaska who lived in a cabin and had no other family. His lawyer tracks you down and you received a check for the money you requested. It's just a game to get your mind working. So come up with a crazy money story. It's so much fun. You can just get out of the world with it. You go anywhere you want. Use your imagination. And that's what you're shifting. You're shifting the energy. All right, so before we keep going, we're up to our second break. So let's take a quick one and we'll be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. I'm jumping in early. I'm excited. So, talking about money, we're still on the money, abundance, and wealth. I'll just share with you guys a few little photo prompts that you can use if you want. So you can take pictures of gifts you purchase, gifts you've received, services you receive, things you want to buy, your car, your dream car, your house or your dream house. Another good one is your paid bills. And people don't think about that. People always think, oh man, I got to pay my bills. I don't want to pay these bills. And we moan. But you can write a little thank you on your bills and take a photo as the fact that you have the money to pay them. I mean, we forget to do those kind of things. I have tons and tons more, but you get the idea. So, okay, so section four is I am in happy relationships. Being grateful for your family and friends elevates those relationships. Expressions of love and appreciation are, in essence, expressions of thoughtfulness. Relationships are strengthened and empowered when you show appreciation for those people in your life who are important to you. Further, acts of kindness and gratitude to those people who provide a service to you is an amazing way to raise not only your own vibration, but the person who is offering you their service. Gratitude continually renews the feelings that brought the relationship together in the first place. Many of us forget to nurture the most intimate relationships in our lives, and we wonder why we have issues with those closest to us. The fastest way to bring a relationship into our lives is by giving in the relationships we already have. If you want a new relationship or to heal a current relationship, be present, offer gratitude, open your heart, and allow the energy of love to flow from you. So with relationships, the same things. What do we want to feel? We want to feel validated, loved, respected, connected, appreciated, and passionate. And we sometimes forget to do that for those that we love. A negative thought that you could shift into a positive affirmation, it could be, I will never have a partner. To, I have loving and joyous relationships. And you can take so many thoughts about relationships, worries and negativities, and change them into positive affirmations. Do you believe you deserve in your life to have a relationship and healthy relationships? Do you trust that you can take care of your needs while you're in a relationship? What do your relationships look like if nothing stood in your way? Have you ever valued someone else's opinion over your own? That one keeps coming up because that is something that we do, especially in intimate relationships. Do you need to forgive others? What does your life look like if you forgave those people who hurt you? There's tons more questions, but that just gives you an idea. I have a exercise in relationships. I have a few exercises in relationships, actually, which are really cool. And I tell people to please take their time and take the space to do this. And I'll just share one with you. Make a list of all your most important relationships and write under each person three things about them that you are most grateful for. It's a really powerful exercise to do, and it's a nice reminder because sometimes we need to see it on paper, right? Life takes over and we forget and we get irritated and we get annoyed, especially with the people closest with us. So it's a nice reminder. So when the sections, those are the sections, and there's much more in there. Oh, the photo prompts. I forgot the photo prompts. So yeah, take pictures of your family and your friends, and your partners and your pets and animals and your garden and your neighbors and your coworkers and your baker, your grocer, your postal worker, whoever you can think of, because these are all relationships, and it just reminds you, oh, look, I'm grateful to the mailman who delivers my mail. We're grateful to the mailman right now, aren't we? Mailmen and mailwomen delivering all these ballots. Are you kidding? Yes, absolutely. Be mindful to be grateful for the people that do service for you. That's a relationship that you have. So when you're creating your visual gratitude journal, each day you can print out your gratitude photo and you can paste it in a journal or a notebook and write underneath your picture what that represents for you and why you're grateful for it. You can use notes in your phone each day for 30 days. Copy and paste your gratitude photo, and under your photo, write about your image and why you're grateful. Both of these are so powerful for manifesting. And in 30 days, you'll have shifted your energy and raised your vibration. And you'll also have something to go back to as a reminder of all the wonderful blessings you already have in your life. And if you feel inspired, you can continue your visual gratitude journal for the year and see what amazing shift happens. January is right around the corner. Maybe you want to do this for a year. It's a really good and powerful exercise. And it literally takes just 10 minutes a day. And what starts to happen, like I said earlier, is you're going to start to look for things to be grateful for in your own surroundings. You just can't help it. It's like becomes like a game. It's kind of like the thing, like, you know, when you get a new car and you get it, like if you're a car, like I have a red car, like I got a new red car. And now all I do is notice the same car that I have everywhere when I'm driving. It's because at my brain, I'm conscious of it. So that's what we want to do. And it's hard at the moment. Who can think of gratitude right now? Well, the world, what the world looks like, it's turning to crap. And you think, like, what the hell should I be grateful for? But what happens is when we look at our life and the world through cloudy goggles, everything looks dirty, we feel terrible, and we suffer. But when we take a soft cloth and clean our lenses, yes, I'm using a photography metaphor, and take another look, things come into focus. The dirt clears, and we see all the things in the world that are beautiful. We start to see our lives and the things we already have, and we feel thankful for their existence. The fastest way to manifest anything in your life is to be grateful for what you already have. Boom, that's it. Seriously. All the studying, the reading, the visualizing, they're all great and they help you bring it into your life what you want. But when I tell you that if you do gratitude above everything else and being grateful for what you already have, you will manifest more and faster than you can even imagine. It's the biggest secret that I think and all of the law of attraction teachers know and practice regularly. It's also how people who live feel joy. You know, you think about it. Do you know someone who is always joyful and positive? Next time you see them, ask them how they feel about gratitude, and they will give you a list of all of their blessings. They feel it and they live it, and the universe responds in kind by giving them more of it. Now, I'm not saying it's easy, especially if you're going through a difficult time in your life, if you're struggling financially, a lot of us are, or with your health or relationships, a lot of people are losing people to this COVID virus. If you're suffering, it doesn't feel like you can be grateful about anything, and I understand that. And part of me would agree, you got a raw deal because life isn't fair. But do you want to stay in that kind of energy, or do you want to shift it so you can start living in joy regardless of what's going on? And I'm going to assume that everybody listening would pick living in joy. And the fastest way is to start being grateful right where you are. Start small and pick something. It can be anything, and grow your list daily. Start looking around your life. Are you grateful for being alive? What about your family? Are you grateful for them? If not family, what about your friends? Think about the things you're blessed to have that many people in the world don't have. A place to live, food to eat, a bed to sleep on, a couch to sit on, a TV to watch, Netflix right now, or Hulu, or whatever you watch, the internet to connect and read interesting stories, or to listen to this radio show. Running water and hot showers. My hot water heater has been giving me issues. And let me tell you something. When it's working good, I am so grateful for a hot shower. Clean clothes or new clothes that you can buy. What about your body that works and gets you places? If your health is an issue and you're struggling, a great way to help yourself heal is to be grateful for your body and what it can do. Put your focus there. The list is endless. And in the book, not in the workbook, but in my book, I have a whole shower ritual about healing our bodies and being grateful for our bodies. So what to do? How do you shift your energy and get yourself in the vortex of gratitude? It just takes a daily practice. Just make it part of your daily routine, like you brush your teeth. You don't think twice about brushing your teeth. Nobody does. Everybody gets up, brushes their teeth. Before they go to bed, they brush their teeth. How long does it take you? 5 minutes? Well, just add that to your practice. And I know at first it may feel super fake, and that's okay. But just keep it up, and it will start to seep into your psyche and become part of who you are. You're going to be amazed at how it will shift your life. Those things you are already grateful for will start to expand, and the universe will match your grateful vibration and bring you even more of it. And that's how it works. And I have to remind myself to do it sometimes when I get overwhelmed and off track. It's a constant reminder. It just becomes, it's becoming a part of my daily practice. I'll take 5 to 10 minutes a day and focus on something I'm grateful for, and I acknowledge it, and I feel it, and I thank it. And I notice what's happening is I'm changing my brain, and I'm starting to look for evidence to be grateful, to find the evidence of what I already have that I feel so blessed in my life. It's science, actually. Really, it's quantum physics in simple terms. Whatever thoughts we choose, they vibrate at a certain frequency. And it is drawn to and attracts elements, including other thoughts, that vibrate at that same frequency. That is why they say, or we say, like attracts likes. Like attracts like. So you can get into a gratitude practice through meditation. Meditation isn't my go-to. I have other things that I do, but for some people, meditation is it for them, and they really feel the blessings. use my workbook guide and download it, and you can do my visual gratitude journal, which helps you every day focus on gratitude. You can get a gratitude buddy and check in daily and share with each other a few blessings that showed up in your life that you're grateful for. That's great to have because you can check in with somebody. You know, each day you could, even if you can't talk to them because you're so busy on the phone, you can text your gratitude buddy and you can be like, hey, what, you know, name me two things you were grateful for today, like at night before you get ready to go to bed, and just to kind of like bounce off each other. It's a reminder to check in. And that's what we want. We want our unconscious mind to be in gratitude so we can live in joy, because that's where the magic happens and the manifesting lives. And every language in the world has a way of saying thank you. That is because gratitude is an inherent quality that resides within each human being and is triggered and expressed in a variety of different contexts. Gratitude crosses all boundaries, creed, age, vocation, gender, and nation, and is emphasized by all the great religious and spiritual traditions. Gratitude is essentially the acknowledgement of the positive things that come our way that we did not actively work toward or ask for. Gratitude, thankfulness, thanksgiving, or gratefulness. It's from the Latin word gratis, pleasing, and thankful. It's a feeling of appreciation felt by a positive response and shown through kindness, gifts, help, favors, or other types of generosity. Gratitude is a feeling that spontaneously emerges from within. However, it is not simply an emotional response. It's a choice we make. We can choose to be grateful or we can choose to be ungrateful, to take our gifts and blessings for granted. As a choice, gratitude is an attitude or disposition. In my opinion, it's a habit that we can cultivate. And it really, really, really does make us happier. And doing a daily gratitude practice. I read this somewhere. Somebody said it has the same impact as doubling our income. And it's a stance we voluntarily take and one we can adopt through the difficult seasons of life as well as the good ones. It keeps our heart open regardless of what comes our way. So I wanted to share this. I had so much more, but I'm already coming up to the end of the time almost. So I really wanted to share. I felt it was important to do today. I feel like the world right now is very, America especially, we're really split, you know. And I think sometimes we forget that we have control over how we feel and what's going on inside of us. So I hope that you guys who are listening with me today are benefiting from what I'm saying. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me. And seriously, think about how you can be grateful in your own life. And my giveaway, I'm giving this course away to 100 people. If I don't make my goal, if I make my goal, 50 people will get it. But you can also purchase the course if you want. You can purchase my book. So thank you so much, everyone. And thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, Creating the Life You Crave. I'll see you all next time and have a wonderful week. And remember to be grateful for your life. Peace.